I had a brain. Hi, Karuna.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing well.
First of all, thank you for giving me this opportunity to coach you today. For educational purposes, we will be recording this conversation. I hope you're okay with that.
Yes, good with that.
Do you want to take a moment to center yourself?
Good to start.
So, Karuna, what would be helpful for us to explore in this session today?
So, Sunil, I wanted to bring something which is very recent that's happened at work. I started my career as a consultant, as a talent management consultant. And one of the things that I was always told was my strength was client management. I think getting to understand, being with the client, using empathy, understanding the brief and ensuring delivery to the last mile was something that I would do really well. As I transitioned into a different role as an entrepreneur, I also changed industries. From working with CXOs, HR teams, I started working with marketing heads and internal communication heads. And of course, it was a very new space for me, which is, you know, content creation and advertising and brand management. So it was exciting. And I knew that this strength of mine is transferable. I would be able to do something of it, even if I don't know much about this industry, I'll learn ground up. And it did help. I think the initial years when I was in the new role, I was able to really, you know, work with some real difficult clients, turn them around and, you know, grow the business. There was obviously a good relationship at personal and professional level that one could establish. Now, there has been some time, you know, it's been about 7 years I've been doing this, and I've seen a bit of a shift in the way I now look at client partnerships, which is more strategic, you know, is more about what value we can add to them and see how we can grow the business. And the daily operation management happens with my team. One of the recent conversations I was having with a client, and this was a reflection for myself, and she said, you know, Karuna, you're very tough with people. Right? And you have to be tougher on also your commercial agreements. So that was in context of some conversation, and I came back and it hit me that from a people's person, I've become like a tough person. Right? So this transition has happened now as I've, you know, I'm in this industry. And I'm trying to understand this new me and how is it actually helping build client partnerships. Is it going to serve? It's not going to serve. And not just, I think, client partnerships. I think from a business context, you know, how much do I need to be the business leader? At the same time, you know, be able to build long-lasting client partnerships as well.
Okay, Karuna, I think what I hear you say that you brought in a lot of your strengths from your client management career that you picked up as competencies during your working days. And then you switched into your entrepreneur job and it helped you do a good job. I also heard that you saw a shift in the way you were dealing with people. I mean, you built a lot of good relationships along the way. You've been dealing with a lot of tough clients, but you also saw a shift in the way you were dealing with people.
Yeah.
And a recent incident kind of triggered a thought in you.
Mm-hmm.
And there seems to be a little bit of an introspection going on.
Yeah.
as to how do I play the role of a business leader versus how do I deal with relationships with those clients? How do I build relationships? So tell me a little bit more about why you think these are two different things.
So, of course, it's part of being a business leader. I just feel that as a business leader, you have to think of the good of your business, at the same time ensure that, you know, you have the clients, you know, trusting you with the work that, you know, you need to deliver. So it goes hand in hand. The reason why I kind of separated that is that I think there are times when you have to take certain calls wearing the business hat, where you know that this is not good for your business or for your team's morale, or the way, you know, you can deliver value to the client. Because there are times when clients can be really unreasonable. And I've seen that on this side of the, you know, industry, which was not the case earlier. So I think there it was slightly easier to build those close relationships and, you know, work on adding value. Here, you know, what I've seen myself is that I need to get into a confrontational role a lot more because of, you know, the asks or the unreasonable demands or sometimes the boundaries that I need to create for my team's well-being and sanity to deliver things. So I think this shift that has happened, and I'm contemplating, is it the environment's is the environment the trigger, or something within me has changed because of which I'm seeing this happening more, right? I'll give you a little bit more on this. Is that, see, I'm somebody, Sunil, who doesn't shy away from confrontations. I'm not somebody to pick up tough conversations, even with the senior most in the room, if I have to. I will choose the right time and place to do that, and do it only if, you know, the threshold has crossed, that there is no more understanding left and it's taken a sort of a different route. But I don't know if I want to be in that space more frequently, because I associate myself more as this people's person. I know I have to be tough to ensure that people don't take you for a ride. They understand your boundaries. They understand. They respect you for the value that you're bringing. But I want to keep both alive. And I feel that I think a combination of that will ensure that I'm able to, you know, do well as a professional as well.
So it's a good thing that you said that you're not afraid of confronting people. Though you have a lot of patience and tolerance, you're not afraid of confronting people, and you pick up the right time for it. While also, you said that you also want to be perceived as a people person, because you want to be that person who is working with people. So is there a discomfort that I am sensing that you are facing more confrontations of late? Is that what you want to talk about today?
Yes. It's that the introspection is also about, am I putting myself in that state where I'm doing more of it? Or is there another way to manage it? You know, that's what I'm thinking.
So where is this discomfort coming from?
I think it's just about how I see myself, right? I want to operate as somebody who is empathetic, understands, you know, what is needed, understands the challenges of the other side. But at the same time, I would want the other person to also understand what is it that we bring onto the table. Mm-hmm. What is the collaborative process that we can work on? put a little, you know, structure to madness, because in this industry, you know, there is a lot of haphazardness. It's a creative industry, right, at the end of the day. So you need that randomness and a little bit of chaos to come up with good ideas, which is great from a brainstorming perspective. Mm. But it doesn't work when you have 1,000 deliverables in a month.
Mm.
You need to put some structure to it so that people who are putting things together, both from, you know, the client side and the business side, can figure how to churn this kind of volume on a day-to-day basis. So on one end, there is randomness required, unstructuredness required to come up with creative ideas. On the other side, you need a bit of structure to ensure that that high volume gets funneled and gets delivered on time, because even, you know, turnaround times are quite crazy. So all that builds pressure on either sides. You know, there's a pressure on timeliness, on about, you know, figuring out what we need to do and how we need to go about it. Now, when you pushed, and that's what I've seen, is when my you know, I would say the most assertive part comes out, is that I will try and understand what you need, but if you push me beyond a point where it's sort of coming to a breaking point for my team, then I will come back and tell you, this is not how we can do it, right? And I'll be as assertive, sometimes even at the cost of the other person may not liking it, but I have to put it out, because this relationship is not going to survive if we continue to do that, right? Now, because of the nature of the work and the environment, it is a set thing that's how agencies work now. With the pressure to come, aise kaam hota hai. We will tell you last minute. You'll have to, you know, come, you know, work out at 10 o'clock and deliver things. We will not have anything planned, pre-planned. Our boss will say, "So we'll do it." You know, so there's a lot of this randomness, but they're still corporates. They're not any you know, other set of clients. So I think while I understand ways of working can be different, but respect of time, respect of the value that you're bringing, and giving that space, when that gets compromised, is where I see myself becoming, you know, really tough with my clients as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, and because it is happening more frequently, is where I'm thinking, am I falling into this because this is easier for me to do? Or is there a different way to manage this situation?
So, what is this falling into this?
Falling into this, you know, so overuse of a strength that you have, which is assertiveness, also doesn't land well on people. And that's why the feedback is coming that you're tough on people.
So why is this feedback bothering you?
Well, it's a question I'm asking myself as well. One is because of my own perception. I want to be seen as a solid, strong professional, for sure. And I understand at times you will have to take tough calls on that. But I don't want to be in this situation where I have to keep taking these tough conversations on a weekly basis. I feel like there's something different, there's something more that I can do to not overuse this assertiveness, but maybe replace it with something else. Now, what is that something else is what I'm exploring.
What you want to explore today.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Because going back, replaying your conversation, you know, I heard structured, and then I heard you let out a little bit of a chuckle when you said randomness. So there's like an oxymoron.
Yes.
And then I heard you want to be perceived as a people-centric person, but you also want to make sure that you're able to get success for your team.
Yes.
You also said, while I understand, I want my clients also to understand. Mm-hmm. All of these are a little bit of contrasting things.
Mm-hmm.
So, what do we want to explore in today's conversation?
So, the way I see it is that they are not contrasts in my mind. I think they can coexist. And they are coexisting. It's about knowing which pedal to push, when and how hard.
Okay.
I think that is what will give me a sense of direction at this stage. If I can get a perspective on or a way of thinking of, so I'm all these people. I'm a people's person. I'm empathetic. I'll build good relationships. I'll give value where it needs to be. But when pushed, I will ensure that the other person understands the boundaries of this, partnership as well, so that it doesn't break. And it's an equal standing ground. And in the creative process, both structure and randomness coexist. So while they are oxymorons, but they coexist. That's the beauty of this industry, right? So all of this exists. When and how to push the pedal harder, and which one to push, is I think what I'm thinking about.
So what you're looking at is not what comes from the clients, but in terms of situationally,
yeah.
How would you want to address this when that situation comes?
Yes. Yes.
Now, if you look at a scenario where you are going through such a situation, maybe you can pick up an example that you went through. How would you want to see you responding to that in future?
Two words are coming to my mind. One is to be more measured in those situations. So be able to assess what is needed at that time. Does it require some toughness? Does it require some soft strokes? And the second that's coming is, while I'm doing this, obviously there will be times where I'll fall, things might go well as well. Be human enough to own up things that have not gone well as well and say, okay, I'm sorry, this conversation didn't go the way it needed to. So I think both, so being measured and then also being human enough to own up to your mistakes when things don't go right, I would say.
So I heard two things. One is being able to measure. I would not use the word measure. I would say being more aware as to when to apply. If I can use a parlance, good cop, bad cop kind of a situation. And even having gone through that, post that, being able to go and clarify back that, yeah, this is what it happened and there is a reason to it. That's what you want to do.
Yeah.
So tell me something. It looks like you are acting in your best professional interest. Where is the need to clarify that?
It's a good question. I think it's coming from the dilemma of an entrepreneur. because there are certain principles you have in mind of how you want to run your business, keeping people in mind, keeping quality of work in mind, keeping happy clients in mind. And at the same time, there are certain professional standards or principles you have as well. Right? So one is the business, which is, you know, it needs clients to keep the business running. You need to keep your people happy so that they're delivering their best and they're growing and learning with you. But there are times that the tough decisions would happen when either of these is not in alignment with the core values, which is of, you know, integrity, which is of you know, providing flexibility, which is about respect. I think that's where you know, you have to, you know, take calls. So the question is arising more because I think maybe my own standards are sometimes in conflict with, is this client right for the business or not?
Mm-hmm.
Or is this way of working right for the team who's being put under so much of pressure or not? Should we continue with this and figure out our own coping mechanisms? Or should we try and see if the client can understand, you know, a much more healthier collaborative way of working?
Hmm. We started off wanting to deal with your discomfort of dealing with these tough situations. Now, are you feeling for yourself, or for your client, or for your team?
Great question. I think all three.
Okay, so which one do you want to talk about today?
So I think it all rolls up into me, right? So the discomfort is of after the tough conversation, what does the client feel? I'm soaking in that discomfort. I'm soaking in my team's discomfort before that conversation because they are in pain, that discomfort. And then me having done that tough conversation and knowing that, you know, there will be some discomfort in the equation till we find our bearing. It can go any way, right? That is my own discomfort. So if I were to look at it, I think all these roles are into me.
To you.
Yes.
Nicely said. So what can help this empathetic, collaborative, tough person who's not afraid to confront, what can help this person deal with this situation?
I think that's really the crux of the discovery that I'm seeking. And now that you ask that question, I'm thinking, do I need to be okay in those situations? Thinking, yes, it was a tough one. Soak in the discomfort. Sometimes you have to soak in the discomfort because you can't make everybody happy. There are times when I I fight for my team's happiness, and there are times when I push my team for the client's happiness. Right? So it's both. So I'm thinking, I mean, do I need to then tell myself, okay, you're feeling the discomfort, but are you okay with what it is solving? And has it solved the problem? I think both. So what was the need? What was it solving? Has that happened? And is the outcome in that direction. Now, the first one I can guarantee. That's the reason why I've taken that step. Second is not in my hand. Because that will depend on how the other person sees it.
Mm.
Right? And
in
more cases than less, I've generally seen clients see the value.
Okay.
Of what perspective is being brought in. And some changes as well. In some cases, we've parted ways, saying that, you know, this is not working out because of very different ways of working and expectations and demands which are not matching. So there is that faith. Some faith is there that if I'm doing this with the right intent, it's not my personal agenda. It is to keep in mind my team's happiness as well as what you need as a client. And if they're able to see this perspective, then that's great. So the intention for me is about bringing both at par to see things, right? It's not them looking at us here and then it's to bring it at par and let them see how it is impacting things and deliveries, etc. But what they choose to decide is going to be their decision, right? Whether they want to continue, whether they want to stop, whether they want to join with you and say, yeah, completely, we agree. You know, so I know for a fact that that outcome is not in my hand. But there is some inner faith that tells me that if your intent is right, your hope is that they will understand and they will respond to why you will be tough in that situation. Right? So it's can be perceived sometimes as a gamble as well, right? Because you don't know the outcome. And people can work in different ways as well. So for me, it is important that I focus on the intent. As a business leader, I'm also concerned about the outcome. So that concern is also part of the discomfort. Iske baad, how will we regroup and figure our next, you know, sort of cycle of the partnership? Because it's come to that point where we are revisiting and reevaluating how we want to work together. So that's how I see it.
Yeah, but a great, great explanation. And you talked about your team, you talked about your client, and you seem to be aware of the fact that there are going to be hits, there are going to be misses. But what feeling does that leave you with in such cases?
So it's again, two ends of the spectrum, because as humans, both exist. There is faith and there is a concern that discomfort, it may not happen. But eventually, because the faith is bigger, it still keeps me anchored and going. If I allow this to grow, then I'll be shaky. So I know I'm not in shaky grounds. I know that there is an internal belief that people will respond to the intention that you're bringing. But the question that I'm asking is, do I have to use the toughness to bring the other person on that intention? Or do I do that maybe a few steps earlier in a different way? Do I need to come to the point where it needs to be dealt with toughness? Or do I need to start acting upon it differently 3-4 steps before that so that it doesn't get to the stage? Because every time you can't be giving that experience either to yourself or to the other side. I mean, honestly, I'm not a big fan of it. When pushed, I have to and I will. But that's not my natural style. My natural style would be pretty much reasonable, firm, polite, But when pushed, it'll be much more assertive. It'll be much more clear around these are the boundaries. And it is impacting us in this way. So I feel what I'm realizing is that if this is something which I may have to do at times, I can't shy away from it. I should be okay with the discomfort with if I've taken the decision to go ahead in that direction. But I'm also thinking to reduce this frequency. Can I do something 3-4 steps before to not get into this stage every time?
So this discomfort seems to be stemming from the fact that you're searching for the right time to step on that pedal.
Yes. Yes.
So what can help you give that clarity, saying this is the right time?
That's a big question, because it's very situational as well.
Yeah.
Because you have to weigh a lot of things. You have to weigh where you are as a business, where you are with the client, who's that client on the other side, what is their degree of influence in the system, how it's impacting your work. So you try and manage both sides, which is how can you organize things better so that your team knows what they need to do and respond, ensure that the client is happy. At the same time, you want to ensure that the client understands and collaborates with your way of working too, right? Because otherwise things won't happen. It's not a siloed job.
Okay. You know,
we have to come together to get any output ready, as simple as even a video or a content piece can't be done in isolation. So,
you seem to be looking for a structure in the randomness.
I'm looking for an answer, for sure. And you're not wrong about that observation, because that is also part of who am I. Because I'm big on structure. Even if I'm in ambiguous situations, I will put a structure for my own sanity, right? And ensure that my team also understands what they need to do, so that they have clarity of how they want to approach it. So for me, I think the answer is about what do I need to step in 3-4 steps before. And know when to do that, so that I don't land up in this situation frequently. Because I myself want to not do it frequently. I want to do it sparingly only when needed. That's not my natural style. So that's how it is. So what can I do here?
So how do we discover that?
It's been 40 minutes to your call. Are you three?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then my timing is not.
23:27. It's the call.
Okay. So then I wrote a long time.
So discovering what and when I need to take maybe certain actions prior would be if I have maybe a few sensors about things going off, find a way to bring it up and have a conversation so that the boundaries are understood or the structure is understood.
Mm-hmm.
Well. And if it happens again, I don't let it go.
Mm.
Because there is a tendency to, how many times you bring up the same thing? You know, in your head also you're like, yeah, I need to have the same conversation again and again about it.
Mm.
Because it's irritating for the other person also, but it's impacting the experience, right? So then it would mean, how do I find that right time to say, you know, it's happened again. So what can we do to together to, you know, not allow this to continue.
Right. Having those early conversations.
Yeah.
Okay. And what do you think that will do to the situation once you have those early conversations?
So I think there will be understanding, I think, of both sides, you know, which is what is making them do certain things and what is it that and how our process of the whole you know, delivery can either support that or work around that. That's a conversation we have very early though.
Right.
You know? It's not something which is new for them. It's just that you have to keep reminding them. Because they're so used to doing everything last minute and doing everything, you know, ki chalo, I forgot, ab kar do, you know. So it's almost as simple as saying that, you know. Ki, achha, theek hai, toh nahi, ab toh kar do. So you are there now, you'll figure it out. So while we can do it at times, we can't do it as an everyday process.
True. But you're doing your part is what you're saying.
Yes. So I think I need to be comfortable with raising it multiple times if the message is not going across. Rather than building it up to a point where it comes across as tough conversation. So maybe doing it multiple times would rather help, which I don't, because I feel I raise the same conversation. I will also get irritated. They will also be like, why is she raising the same thing again? But maybe that is needed, those small just alignment, in even in a light humor way, you know, is needed just to, you know, not get to that stage.
Good, that constant reiteration.
It's
a good learning.
Yes.
How will you perceive yourself after you do that?
I think I see myself as more, you know, like I said, aware about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, aware of those situations. That's how I think it'll help.
And how will that stand in terms of your values of you being an approachable person, people-centric person, collaborative,
yeah,
but also a tough person? How will this sit when you take those steps?
I think it sits perfectly. Because reiteration is also part of collaboration, is how I see it. So I don't see that as a separate process. It'll sit well.
And what will happen to that sense of discomfort we are talking about?
See, I think that discomfort at some level I'll have to be okay with.
Hmm.
Even as much as I know that I might have rattled the other person and myself, but it was needed because the message wasn't just going across with multiple conversations. So I think those I'll have to sit with and say it was needed at that time and the intent was made clear. But yes, when I know that there was something which I have made a mistake on, the humanness in me, which is I should be able to go up and apologize and tell the person that no, this was my mistake. You know, so I think both being aware of it, being human about it, would be important.
That's a good learning, and I think it's sitting well with you, the whole contrast.
Yeah.
I can see that from when we began this conversation about the sense of discomfort to this point where you are saying that you want to put some structure in place, reiterate the messages,
yeah,
and then most importantly, leaving aside the clients and your team, you will feel at comfort with yourself,
yeah,
knowing that you have done these things.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you are learning something about yourself in this process?
Thoughts, actually. Thoughts. I think some things definitely are becoming clearer to me. One is whether people's person and a tough person, I'm okay with both images. I think I'm more comfortable with it now. When to use what becomes a part of my awareness. Right. To be okay with the discomfort, absorb it, let it go, and not think about it too much and affect your own faith and conviction of things. And reiterate and repeat as many times it requires in different ways to ensure that, you know, others understand the intention as clear as you are doing as well.
That's an excellent learning.
You can stop.
So I think it's a good set of learnings about yourself. Has this conversation helped you?
Big time, sir. Thank you so much for really making me reflect on some big questions. They actually helped me go a little deeper into what was really going on. And I think the learnings that I just shared with you are an outcome of that. So thank you for giving me space.
So how do you want to close out this discussion?
Yes, I'll take some of these learnings, put them down, and see how we can start putting it in practice as well.
Sure. Thank you. Thank you very much for the opportunity to coach you.
Thank you, Sandeep. Okay. Thank you.